Welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amberlynn. I teach women how to take back their brain from anxious attachment patterns with love and compassion. It is my mission to help every anxiously attached woman understand their brain, stop the anxious cycle, and finally feel confident and secure in who they are so they can live the life they want. I'm so today I want to talk about uncomfortable emotions and why they trigger us with anxious attachment so much, and how understanding the impact of uncomfortable emotions will help you take care of your anxious attachment and soothe your nervous system. When I use the term uncomfortable emotions, I'm just referring to anything that you don't like to feel, which is different for everyone. But most commonly, it's rejection, fear of not being liked, fear of rejection, fear of abandonment. A lot of people with anxious attachment have fear of, and the feeling is fear. Another uncomfortable emotion is disappointment. It's really any feeling that you cannot sit with without the urgency to take action or shutting down. I also use uncomfortable emotions to refer to the feeling of urgency. A lot of us with anxious attachment, we feel urgency because we feel panic. And we have overwhelming feelings, so we have an urgency that we feel when we are consumed by a lot of negative emotions. Urgency is often felt when our anxious attachment is triggered and we feel the primal panic that I've talked about in previous episodes. So when we feel that primal panic, we have to hurry up and do something now to feel better. For example, most of us right now are not able to sit with the feelings of urgency and pause and do nothing. Most of us cannot stand to feel any form of rejection without trying to do something to make it better, without trying to prove our worth, without trying to prove our lovability or seek out validation or seek out connection. Or those of us who are now in the stage of like without shutting down. Most of us cannot just process and sit with anxiety or sit with these overwhelming feelings or these uncomfortable feelings. We either take action to feel better or we shut down and shut people out before we can feel any more pain. Processing your emotions allows you to experience different situations without so much fear and anxiety. It allows you to slow down and stop being so reactive. Learning how to feel and handle hard emotions will allow you to comfort yourself and will allow you to stop or allow you not to have the need to reach out to other people for comfort, validation, or approval. Since we do not have that skill to sit with our uncomfortable emotions because they activate our anxious attachment and sometimes activate our primal panic, we feel that we have to hurry up and do something now because our brain has told us that we are in danger and it feels like we're going to die. Even though we won't die, our brain is receiving all of these alerts like, hey, we're in danger. Something's gone wrong. This isn't feeling right. We got to do something now because we know this feeling. Nothing good comes from this feeling. So we have gotten into the habit of hurrying up through the emotion and taking action without sitting with these emotions and seeing where they are coming from. We feel anxiety, we feel panic, we feel fear, and our brain is like, oh shit, get us out of here right now. And it literally freaks the fuck out. So we reach out to our partner, our ex, our friend, our coworker. We seek validation, we seek connection, or instead we shut down and close people off because we think that by doing this, we will protect ourselves from further pain or we will feel a temporary relief. When we have not grown the skill or the muscle to feel emotions, we train our brain that we cannot handle or manage these emotions by ourselves. That we, in fact, need someone else to make us feel better. And if we do or say the right thing to someone else, they will make us feel better. We also believe that it is urgent. We believe that we have to take certain action to get through this right now. We believe that these feelings are a problem and that we have to hurry up and solve them so that we can get through them and we cannot feel this way anymore. Right now, our brain has developed this cycle, the anxious attachment cycle. Experience a situation. Have a lot of anxious thoughts. Big uncomfortable emotions. Urgency. Seek validation from a partner or a person. Seek reassurance or shut down. But the result is we don't comfort ourselves and we look to others to make us feel better. Which sometimes we do. We get a hit of dopamine. We get a little bit of temporary relief. But because it's not actually solving what we need, the cycle just repeats. What we actually need to do is allow ourselves to be human and not make hard, uncomfortable feelings a bad thing. We think that if we feel these feelings, then our thoughts must be true. This is important for you to hear. Our thoughts create our feelings, no matter what. Our untrue thoughts, our future worries, our future thinking, our all not knowing brain creates thoughts all the time that are not true or are not even true yet. And it creates the feelings for those scenarios right now. And now those feelings are in your body. So just because you have the feeling in your body does not make those feelings true. It just means you are thinking thoughts that are creating feelings in your body. Being able to soothe your nervous system comes from being able to be aware of your emotions and ask conscious questions, being an observer of your feelings, being able to sit in your body and look from the outside in and ask questions like, okay, this doesn't feel good. What am I feeling? Is it anger? Is it fear? Is it disappointment? Is it rejection? What am I thinking? What did I just make this situation mean? Notice, I ask myself what I am thinking. I'm not asking what happened, what did the other person do, how is it their fault? I'm asking myself what I made the situation mean, what I made their look mean, what I made their text mean, what I made their sigh mean, what did I make their tone mean? I asked myself for my own thoughts. The feelings in general are not the problem. They are actually the human experience. And we just have to learn to be a safe vessel for them to transfer through. Our thoughts also are not a problem either. The problem or the error in our habit right now is that we are believing our thoughts to be true without curiosity, without questioning where these thoughts are coming from. And if they are actually, in fact, true right now. A lot of us spend a lot of emotional energy and emotional turmoil on feelings that are future feelings that we may never have to feel. When we just automatically believe our thoughts while simultaneously not wanting to feel uncomfortable feelings, we set ourselves up for chaos and overwhelm. Not only are we just automatically believing all of our anxious thoughts, we are also believing that we're not capable of processing these emotions because we have been in survival mode for too long. We have been taught from childhood to adulthood that emotional pain actually does hurt physically. So we've learned to disassociate. The disassociation was a major part in our survival. However, it taught us that we're not capable of feeling emotions and that it is actually too painful. It is too hard. Our nervous system does not like it. So we can't do it and we shouldn't put ourselves through it. But I want to offer you that as the healing human you are becoming, as the human who wants to develop more secure traits and wants to be able to experience the entire human experience with other people, you are capable of processing those hard emotions. I want to offer you that you absolutely are capable of learning how to feel that urgency and not take action. You are capable of learning how to feel rejection without freaking out on someone. You are capable of feeling huge disappointment and sadness without shutting down. You may not believe it now, but it is a skill that can be developed, and you can develop your capacity for any and all uncomfortable emotions. It does take time. It does take self-compassion, and it takes the willingness to not do things perfectly and forgive yourself along the way. However, if you practice, you will learn how to feel uncomfortable emotions without taking immediate action. And learning how to do this will decrease the chaos and crazy in your entire life, in your dating life, in your relationship with friends, family, your partner, and even in parenting. All aspects of your life will get better when you can learn how to feel, process, and get through uncomfortable emotions before you react. The key to getting off the roller coaster of emotions that comes with anxious attachment is truly learning how to be the vessel for these uncomfortable emotions, a safe harbor for these hard and chaotic feelings. It is learning to show yourself compassion when you feel feelings you do not want to feel. It's learning to say things like, "Of course you feel upset right now. Your brain is telling you you never do anything right. Of course you feel anxious right now." And feel like showing them, because your brain is telling you they don't think you are good enough. It is learning to be the comfort we are seeking from others. It's learning to show ourselves compassion and grace, sometimes even more than we show others. When you can feel emotions and the panic urgency without believing the actual panic, without believing that you have to hurry up and do something, you'll be able to get off the anxious attachment roller coaster. You will be able to be your own calm during your emotional storm. You will be able to soothe yourself without repeating the cycle. If you're not here yet, that's okay. You're in the right place. And your brain is even having a hard time picturing this. It's okay. You're in the right place. I want you to know I believe it for you right now until you can. Because I have been there. I have been where you are. And I am still there some days. I get stuck on the emotional roller coaster. I have a hard time being my calm in my own emotional storm. But the storm no longer lasts days or weeks or even hours. I am learning how to show myself more compassion every day. Since I see this work in me and I see how much I have changed and how my life has changed, that is how I know it will for you too. I will hold that belief for you until you can believe it. The biggest flex a person with anxious attachment can have is the ability to feel uncomfortable emotions and pause without taking action right away. Learning to overcome the obstacle of feeling uncomfortable emotions and learning to pause and question with curiosity where these feelings are coming from and what your thoughts are, that is the work. That is the biggest flex a person with anxious attachment can have. That is the key in overcoming these obstacles. It takes practice. It takes feeling these hard, uncomfortable feelings over and over again. While teaching ourselves that we can feel these uncomfortable emotions without dying, even when it feels like it in our body. We have to teach ourselves that we are safe to feel these emotions, and that we are capable of feeling these emotions, but also making sure you are actually in a safe place and in safe relationships, right? There are situations and places that are not safe. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about teaching yourself that you are safe when you feel hard and uncomfortable emotions. as I'm like sitting here talking to you guys, I'm thinking about this other reason we don't want to feel uncomfortable emotions. And it's because we also mentally beat ourselves up while we are already down, or while we're already on the roller coaster, we're screaming at ourselves. We tell ourselves, why are you so anxious? Why are you so needy? Why are you acting this way? You are too much. No one will ever love you. Why can't you be like so-and-so? They never fill in the blank. So not only is our brain having an anxious attachment trigger, it also has fear of the mental abuse we are going to unleash on it when we are not doing what we think we should be doing, or handling a situation the way we think we should, or having a feeling that we don't think we should be having. The truth of the matter is, we are doing the best that we can at the moment that we are in. We are learning, you are here, you are doing the work. And at this moment when our anxious attachment is triggered and our cycle is starting, what we need the most is kind and compassionate. A kind and compassionate brain. That means we need to have kind words to ourselves. So if you get into this loop of being mean to yourself, we need to learn how to be the person we are wanting someone else to be for us. We need to learn to feel the hard, uncomfortable emotions and not be mad at ourselves for feeling the way that we feel. The way that we're feeling is not a problem, even though it feels like it. The thoughts we are thinking are not even a problem. The problem is we have learned to punish ourselves for how we feel because we think we should not be. Because we make our feelings mean something other than what they are. Feelings are just feelings. They are sensations in our body. They are not good, bad, or indifferent. They are not moral or immoral. They are sensations in our body that are created by a thought that we think. Feelings can't actually hurt us, even though they are painful. What actually is hurting us is what we say to ourselves when we're having these feelings. It is how you talk to yourself when things that you don't want to feel. It's how you talk to yourself when you feel things that you don't want to feel. When we try to resist our feelings by being mean to ourselves and adding shame and guilt by telling ourselves that we should not feel how we feel, and that we should feel differently, we just make the uncomfortable emotions even bigger and heavier. Reality is, you can't stop how you feel right now. So instead of being mean and adding shame and guilt to the already mound of uncomfortable emotions you're feeling, how about asking yourself, how can I be there for myself right now? How can I show myself compassion and grace for being a human with anxious attachment? Even though the panic feels real, these emotions are hard, they are heavy, but it doesn't mean they are right or wrong. We have to build the skill of feeling uncomfortable emotions, processing them, and learning how to soothe ourselves through the process so that we can show up in relationships the way that we really want to. When we can learn to feel uncomfortable emotions and pause, when we can learn to feel uncomfortable emotions and pause and not be mean to ourselves, you will notice your need for external validation, connection, reassurance from others will decrease because you will have learned how to comfort yourself. You will have learned how to give yourself what you actually need. So often us with anxious attachment think that someone else or what they are doing or what they will do is what causes us to freak out, have panic attacks, or create a constant state of anxiety. We don't even think fixing it is a choice because we have been taught that we didn't cause the problem in the first place. They caused it with what they said or what they did. We are seeking external validation, connection, reassurance, or we are being defensive, trying to prove our worth, trying to prove our lovability or our point because we believe someone else has to make us feel better. someone else's actions are causing us this pain. So someone else has to make us feel better. If they would just validate me, appreciate me, or tell me that I'm lovable, etc., fill in the blank, I could feel loved. I could feel valued. I could feel worthy. I could feel secure. The truth is, yes, we have anxious attachment. Yes, we have experiences that have wired us for rejection and disappointment. And we have reactions we don't like. Anxious attachment is real. The patterns suck. And it's our thoughts that we're having that cause our feelings. Understanding that even as a person with anxious attachment, our thoughts create our feelings is powerful. This awareness is the key to unlocking more secure habits, and it will change your life. When we understand that it is our thoughts that create our feelings, it is less terrifying. We can be more objective and look at our thoughts like we look through a window to see the flowers. Knowing and understanding it's our thoughts about what happened. It's our thoughts about our self-worth. It's our thoughts about our lovability. It's our thoughts about our ability to have and maintain healthy relationships that create our feelings. It is great news because that control is actually within us. It is not outside of us. I know it may sound like it's not good news and that you're the problem, but that is the best thing because I can teach you how to stop believing the thoughts that tell you you aren't good enough, that you are not lovable, that you are too much, and that you will never find a partner, and that you're not capable or able to feel uncomfortable emotions. Right now, we don't know how to feel our uncomfortable emotions. We are learning how to hear our thoughts and question our thoughts. Right now, we have a cycle of reaching out, hyperactivating strategies, or shutting down, deactivating strategies, because we have been taught that this pattern provides relief, even if it's temporary. And this pattern is safe because it's the only path our brain knows. Our nervous system knows how it works. So it makes it easier for our brain. Even though it feels like shit, this shit feels better to our brain because it's used to this shit. I want you to know, learning thought work, understanding how anxious attachment works through the lens of thought work and life coaching will change your life. And it is not always easy. Because our brain wants to resist the change. Our brain is comfortable with our unhealthy brain patterns. Doing new things is scary for our brain and takes up more energy. It's uncomfortable for our brain. So if you find yourself resisting it or resorting back to old patterns, or your brain gives you thoughts you thought you were done with, just know this is normal. This is not a problem. This is just what brains do when they are in the process of doing something new. They resist. They resist it because it's harder and it takes more brain energy. It does not mean it's not working or that it is not for you. Just means that you have a human brain that prefers things easy like every other human. And what it determines to be easy are the patterns it already knows. Learning to feel uncomfortable emotions is the work. It is not easy at times, and it takes time to learn how to show yourself compassion for feeling emotions you don't want to feel. I truly believe it's the most important work you can do. When we can receive, process, and handle emotions, we show ourselves that we really can handle change. We can handle anything. Feeling uncomfortable emotions, to me, is the foundation of being able to show up as the person you want to in every situation. It is the necessary skill to heal, soothe, and rewrite your anxious attachment. If you want to learn more about your anxious attachment cycle or how to stop overthinking, come and work with me. Do you need help processing your emotions or even just learning how to have emotions? I currently have spots open for my one-on-one 12-week coaching program. So email me or follow me on IG and get on my email list if you haven't already. If you would like to, please subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. Let's get this message out to all those that need this help. See you next week. Thank you for joining me today. You are going to want my free guide on how to calm your anxious attachment. So head over to my Instagram, Taking Back Her Brain, and grab it. If this podcast resonated with you, I would really appreciate if you would rate and share it. If you have any questions or want to know more about how to work with me, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. Can't wait to hear from you.